My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We have the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Good to be with you. Please share our work with liberals who need to be awakened. Now, Kamala wants to defund the police. I'm totally opposed to that. Kamala wants to take the bite out of ICE. I'm opposed to that. Kamala says cops are racist. She's wrong, overwhelmingly. But in this one instance involving Tariq Hill, great football player, just another black man to abuse. And I can understand why a lot of black people feel this way. And this is someone who supports the police. You heard me repeatedly here, but I'm going to show you a clip that speaks for itself. And you're going to see Hitler and type Gestapo stormtroopers abusing not just Hill, but people who are wanting to know why are you physically abusing this man? And then it's not a stop an ID state. And yet, one man who's told to back up, who's filming what's going on, filming the abuse, we need your ID. No, he didn't do anything wrong. He didn't have to show ID or they're going to take him to jail. Violation of the law. When are cops like this going to be held accountable? And overwhelmingly, police are not this way. Overwhelmingly not this way. But these thugs need to be fired and they need to face criminal prosecution. Hey, we're brought to you by Magic Dicol products. Want to boost your immune system? Want to get the benefits I did? I walked away from death row. I have my lifestyle back. You can too. All you got to do is go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Okay, we're looking at police body cam, and we're looking at the back of Tyreek Hill's sports car. Great car, beautiful car. And I'll tell you, I can see why black people would look at this and they'd say, here are the cops, black man in a nice sports car, got to be a drug dealer. Let's pull him over for a minor infraction so we can find some drugs. And this is a pretext that corrupt cops will use. These are corrupt cops. And they stop him for, from what I can understand here, a seatbelt violation. By the way, all you have to do in a traffic stop legally is roll your window down far enough to exchange papers. If you can hear the cop and he can hear you, they can't make you roll your window down. Show you the video. Speaks for itself. Oops. Okay. Got that glitch out of the way. Here we go.
Why don't you have your seatbelt on? Why don't you have your seatbelt on?
Seatbelt. And watch the police presence you'll see in a second. Can you believe this? Can you believe this? And it looks like it's seatbelt enforcement line, which is unconstitutional.
Keep your window down. Hey, keep your window down. Keep your window down. I'm gonna get you out of the car. As a matter of fact, get out of the car.
Give me your ass.
Get out of the car.
Give me your ass. We'll break that freaking window.
Get out of the car. Get out of the car right now. We're not playing this game. Get out. Get out. Get out.
See, he's starting to get out, isn't he? You can see him. He stuck his left leg outside. Play it again.
Get out of the car. Get out of the car right now. We're not playing this game. Get out. Get out. Get out.
See that? Look at that left leg. Is he coming out of the car? But no, this stormtrooper has to put his hands on him, even though he's in the act of complying by stepping out of the car. Both his hands are visible. One hand's holding a phone. The other hand is right there open. They can see there's no threat to officer safety at all. These are Nazi stormtroopers, and they need to be fired and prosecuted. So watch what happens next.
Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out. What part of violence do you understand? Hey, Drew, I'm getting arrested, Drew. I'm getting arrested.
Talking on his cell phone.
I'm getting arrested, Drew. I'm getting out, bro. God damn, twin.
When we tell you to do something, you do it. I'm getting you understand? Out. I'm getting
out. He was in the process of doing it, but this thug wouldn't let him complete stepping on the pavement.
You understand? Not what you want, but what we tell you. You're a little fucking confused.
I'm getting out, bro.
Too late. Chill, too late.
And Tyreek is saying, I was getting out, which he was. The video evidence supports it. That cop needs to be charged with assault.
Bro, take me to jail, bro. Do what you gotta do, bro.
We are. We will.
Good, bro.
It is good.
Hey,
don't worry about it. I hung up the phone. You stop crying.
Bro, y'all.
Don't move.
Good. Bro, you beating on my window like you crazy.
And they're trying to apply as much physical pressure, and they tighten those handcuffs as much as they could. They bend his arm all the way back up. They don't realize they're dealing with an NFL player and they're messing with his livelihood.
You set him up?
Why y'all beating on my window like y'all crazy for? Damn, yo, bro, dude, beating on my window like he crazy. I ain't do nothing, twin. Damn.
Hey, don't park there. Don't park there.
Hey.
Now, this guy's not even performing a search, but he's still putting hands on in an aggressive manner. But wait till you see what his partner does.
Hold on, bro.
He's talking to the cop. He's in handcuffs. And this thug comes up and slams him to the ground. He is no threat to anybody.
I just had surgery on my knee, bro.
I want to show you this last part again. Another assault. If I put your hand on you, like my hand on you like this, and I do this, that's assault.
I just had surgery on my knee, bro.
Now watch him when he gets up. He braces his body on Tyreek's and then shoves him.
I just heard you in your ears when we thought they were going to
chill, down. Bro. Chill, yeah? Bro. Hey, Joe New, bro.
Back up.
Hey, come.
They're not interfering. He has the right to videotape anything he wants, First Amendment. He is far enough away from this tyrant. They're watching what's going on. The police think they're, in some cases, not most police, but these thugs, they don't want to be discovered. They don't want the eyes of the public on them.
Call Drew, bro. Hey.
I'm not going there. What am I doing that's wrong?
Hey, listen.
He is far away. He's not constituting interference. The cops are escalating this.
Hey, listen, man, they got Tyreek. Hey. The cops over here beating on him, man. They over here beating on Tyreek,
man. Listen, big man, don't park there, man. Just get in
hey,
the car.
Hey, yo, Drew, you got to come, man.
Don't park here where these cars have to slow down and stop because they're going through some undefined checkpoint.
Just get in the car.
Right on the side of the...
Hey, get in the car. You're parked in the middle of the street.
I'm in the car.
You gotta go before you get a ticket.
Hey, I'm not driving.
Who's the driver?
This is my car.
All right,
car.
Move.
All right, I'll take that.
You
right,
gotta move
coming,
right now.
Coming,
let me have your license. You're gonna have a ticket too.
I'm coming.
Let me have your license. You're gonna have a ticket. Let me have your license.
I'm leaving.
I'm not playing. Let me have your license.
I'm leaving. Yo, what's.
Now, this is not a stop and ID state. This guy's broken no law. He doesn't have the right to ask for an ID. This is a constitutional violation. I'll say this again. I overwhelmingly support the police. But these are Nazi Gestapo thugs, and they didn't know they were messing with a famous pro football player And I predict they're going to get their butts fired and they should be charged with assault and battery. And we've broken that down and shown you clearly. Watch what happens here.
Your license right now. Your license right now. You're not going to give me your license? You're not going to give me your license?
I'm leaving.
Let me have your license. Your license right now. Hey, your license right now. Or I'm going to lock you up. Your license right now.
Or I'll lock you up. Your license right now or lock you up. Unless you're suspected of a crime, you don't have to produce a license. Guys violating the law.
Now, he just told me to your leave. License right now. Sir, just, you're dealing with me now. Sir, your license right now.
It's about as bad as I have ever seen. I mean, it looks like it's a return to Jim Crow, to be honest. And when we look at inherently why some black people feel the police are not on their side, most are colorblind. They don't care. But when you get thugs like these, this perpetuates the stereotype. And we're going to follow this story because not only do these cops need to be fired, they need to be prosecuted for assault and battery. It's totally unprovoked what they did. And we're going to call attention to stuff like this. And I got to tell you, there's hundreds of cops that are going to see this and they're going to say, yeah, Dave has a history of being on the side of the cops and I can't support that kind of police work. And this police department should be embarrassed. Anyway, that's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time.